The port of Ketchikan is the city's four cruise ship berths, which are pretty important to a community that depends heavily on cruise traffic. Corporon says the port is an enterprise fund, a little company within the city of Ketchikan.
The firewalls on the funding are very strict. If money goes to another department, it's a loan. If it comes from another department, it's a loan, that kind of thing. It's like a little company that has to make money. And the port does very, very well.
It does well because of the various fees related to serving those nearly 1 million visitors every summer. But there are a lot of expenses, too, because the port needs to keep up with changes to the cruise industry. For example, the two oldest cruise ship berths, berths 1 and 2, have been going through a multi-phase, multi-million-dollar, multi-year renovation. The old wooden decking was removed and replaced with concrete several years ago, and this past winter, Upland's improvements were completed, although Corporon says the improvements are never really done. Part of this winter's work was the addition of two bus shelters for visitors to wait out of the rain, a pocket park, historical photos on a screening fence to hide an electrical transformer on berth 2, and three log benches.
There used to be behind Tongass, before they built berth 3, a long square log bench. I actually saw a picture of it for the first time yesterday, because that was pulled out right before I took over. People said, we should have some log benches. So we have three logs that have been turned into benches down on there. They actually look pretty nice. They came out. Larry Jackson turned those. And Larry Jackson actually also did all the wood for the bus stop canopies that we put up.
Jackson runs Tongass Forest Enterprises, a local mill. Corporon says the city also added a gray water line at berth 2 in case another ship gets stuck in Ketchikan like the Celebrity Millennium, which was stranded here for several days in 2013. He says the city also put in new expansion joints on the decking that are less likely to trip pedestrians. And now that all these improvements on berths 1 and 2 are pretty much done, the city is starting to plan for another big port improvement project. Corporon says they just hired contractors Moffitt and Nickel to figure out how Ketchikan's port can start accommodating the really big ships that cruise lines are starting to operate.
We could tie them up at the docks right now. The problem is we can't get all the passengers off and back on in a timely fashion, especially if they're only here for 6.5 or 7 hours. At berth 3 and at berth 4, they'll work, but at berth 1 and 2, we might only be able to get one gangway over. And with a ship of 3,000 or 4,000 passengers, you'll be lined up for an hour and a half, 2 hours to get off the ship. And by the time they get off, they have an hour or two, then you got to get back in line to get back on the ship.
Part of the problem is that the ships are built for Caribbean ports and Caribbean tides, which aren't as extreme as those in Alaska. The doors passengers use to disembark don't work well with Ketchikan's mostly fixed docking facilities. Floating cruise ship berths off the existing berths 1 and 2 likely will be the solution.
To face those two berths with whether it be a 50 by 300 or 40 by 300 or 45 by 400, you know, whatever shakes out is to be able to capture the most number of ships as possible, depending on their gangway configurations. And that's part of the whole process of figuring out what's going to be our best value.
Corporon guessed that those floating berths would cost $10 to $15 million each. The cost likely would be funded through cruise passenger head taxes, which is how the city has paid for port improvements so far. Corporon also talked to the chamber audience about the city's harbors.
There's six small boat harbors. We've got four in town, Bar Harbor North and Bar Harbor South, which are right by the Harbor Master Building. Thomas Basin and City Float, also known as Casey Ram Float, downtown behind Berth 3. And then way out the road, Knutson Cove and Hole in the Wall on the other end.
Unlike the port, the harbors don't bring in a lot of money. All the city's harbors were owned by the state, which deferred maintenance year after year until they all needed a complete overhaul.
The state said, we don't have the money. We'll give them all to the municipalities. And they kind of blackmailed the municipalities into taking them by saying, if you don't take them, we'll just sell off the floats and leave a hole in the water there.
The state did provide some money with the harbors, but those funds did not cover all the renovation expenses. So, Corporon says, the city looked for grants and issued voter-approved bonds. Harbor rate increases are paying for those bonds. There's still some work to do, but Corporon says the city has slowly rebuilt its harbors, replacing rotting floats and adding ADA-compliant ramps. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.